Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The St. Louis Blues are in the Stanley Cup Finals for the first time since 1970, defeating the Sharks 5-1. They win the series in six games. The Sharks were completely banged up. They did not play with Carlson, Hertl, or Pavelski. So it didn't look like they had much of a shot going in, and that was correct. Stanley Cup Finals will start Memorial Day. And by the way, it's also kind of a statty of the day time of thing.
Statty of the day.
The fifth time in the last 11 seasons that teams have made coaching changes have reached the Stanley Cup Finals.
Oh. Well, there you go. That's what the Red Wings need to do then. Get rid of Blashill about halfway through the season, and they'll make the playoffs and make it the Stanley Cup Finals.
Sure.
All right. We were talking about, speaking of, it is a rematch of the 1970 Stanley Cup Finals. At last time, the Blues were in it, and they lost to the Bruins. Bobby Orr scored the winning goal, and he was tripped. And then the famous picture looks like he's flying through midair after scoring the game-winning goal. Stoney believes that's one of the more overrated plays in sports history.
One of the greatest sports shots of all time. Photos of all time.
Yeah, exactly.
But yeah.
I suggested the Jordan changing hands layup. I thought that was a little bit overrated. And then after we were done, our producer Paul said, I got one, but I just don't think it's going to be very popular around here. So, Paul, the floor is yours.
Yeah, it's not going to be very popular, but I don't think it's the most overrated play ever, but it is overrated, and that's the Yzerman goal against the Blues.
What?
That is a very overrated goal.
Why?
Because he just shot it on net. Won a series. The double overtime goal that won a series.
Yes, and then they got killed by the Avalanche.
Yes.
In six games.
Yeah.
Okay.
That might be the worst thing that's ever been said on the history of Detroit sports talk radio.
It wasn't over. Okay.
Yeah, probably. That's just debatable.
Was it a spectacular, breathtaking play goal? Maybe not, but it was a great slap shot. It wasn't a, you know, John Casey did not whiff on the puck. It was well placed. It was in the day where you could actually score goals, you know, slap shots from that area of the ice. Probably can't do that anymore. And the significance, even though you're correct, they did lose the next round, was huge because that team, if they would have lost that series, might not have...
Yeah, I believe that team would have been broken up. I thought that if they had lost the St. Louis series, then after 62 wins and the fact that they led that series... I mean, they blew the Blues out the first two games 2-0, and they just looked like they were light years ahead of them. And then they just kind of fell asleep a little bit. St. Louis got back into it. And then the Red Wings won game 7. Now, I could be totally wrong about this. And Jimmy Devolano, if you're listening, call in, correct me. But I really did think that if they'd lost that series, that there would have been significant changes. Because remember, before that season, there was all that Yzerman trade talk of trading Yzerman to Ottawa. Bowman might have been let go because it could have been like, well, we brought in Scotty. We've had him here for 3 years and haven't gotten over the top. You know, we can't get out of the second round of the playoffs. So I do think it was a significant goal in that sense. I kind of know what you're saying, and that it was just shooting the puck on net. It's not like he was aiming for that particular spot on that particular goal.
No, he did what hockey players do in overtime all the time, which is just put the puck on net and see what happens, and it went in.
But it wasn't like a rudimentary wrist shot, you know? It was a great shot.
The only goal in a scoreless game in double OT. He's tearing it apart in a game 7.
I'm just saying there's a lot of the overrated plays we've said had historic stuff around
that's
it.
That's the second
and it doesn't
greatest
make the play good though.
That's the second greatest sports moment in my life.
And Paul Sarah just ruined it for you.
No, he didn't. Well, it's insane.
Like if Steve Yzerman were on the radio with us right now and was willing to talk about his career, you know, he'd say his greatest accomplishments were the cups and the year he won the Conn Smythe. I know he was very proud about that. But don't you think that would be his biggest moment? Like as a player?
Probably.
I mean, I know he had milestone goals. He scored his 500th goal. He scored his 600th goal. I mean, right? He had 600 goals, didn't he? Yeah, I mean, so he's going to have these moments where these big goals were scored. But in terms of actual in-game moments.
But the pressure on that team at that time
was
immense.
I mean, the Joe that night was, I mean, you know, Wojciech likes to say that the sphincters were puckered. I mean, it was a tight, nervous crowd. I mean, just everybody was, it was almost like agony to live through it, you know? And at the end of regulation, everybody spilled out into the concourse. It was like, you know, and then they'd go after the first overtime. And it just, I don't know. I mean, it was such a release of happiness when it finally did happen.
Yeah. I mean, it was.
So what's your greatest sports moment? Then the Stanley Cup?
No, I'd list this on based on what I was in attendance. So I was at that game. Me and my buddy scalped tickets 5 hours before.
Nice.
What a great call.
Yeah.
I went to the Princeton UCLA game.
Oh, okay.
I've just never seen such a talent difference
right.
in person like that. And they won. And my view of the Princeton play going back door was just perfect, where I was like in the 19th row in the lower deck.
Yeah.
It was just sick. It was magical. It was like seeing Hoosiers in real life.
Are you on TV?
No.
Oh, okay.
I was at the other end, but you could see the play. You could see what they were doing.
Right.
And they caught UCLA with their pants down, and they were the defending champs, and they weren't, UCLA was like a 5 seed that year. They weren't going to win it, you know, but it was just, there was such a magic to seeing that in person because I just never seen the talent difference like that.
All right, some ticket texts.
These are great.
Hey, Paul, F you, man. Fire that man. The play, the call, the stakes, one of the best goals in Detroit history. Fire him, I say. He just hit a shot on net. He put it top corner from 60 feet in stride. WTF, bro. WTF, Yzerman steals the puck from Wayne Gretzky. Scores a double or goal that wins the series. It cannot be overrated. Duh.
Gretzky was washed up.
Paul, what? Shame. Shame for that Yzerman statement. Shame. Ding, 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 ding. I cannot believe what I just heard said about Yzerman's goal. I was a young man sitting on the edge of my seat to the end of the game and about lost my you-know-what when he scored that goal. One of my great Red Wing memories. Please reconsider your opinion. LOL, George. Heartbroken in Clinton Township. He just broke George's heart.
I know. Okay, there is one that says Paul's 100% right. It was just a round two winning game. We disagree with Paul and that ticket texture. But how about this one? Paul is one of the most overrated names in the world. You have to be kidding me with that.
We've never had a president named Paul?
No.
True?
Well, Paul is pretty big in the Bible.
So?
Paul McCartney,
okay.
Overrated.
Yeah. Paul Simon.
That's true.
Paul Coffey. Paul Newman. One of my favorite actors.
Mrs. Paul's great fish sticks.
Mrs. Paul's.
By the way, someone on Ticketex also says, for Paul, most overrated play, any and all plays in the 1972 Dolphin season.
My text got through, I see. Good job.
Ticketex, what else does Paul think is overrated? Come on.
Ice cream, sex, you know. Time for a sports update with Tony, 97.1 The Ticket.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.